The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding 1 pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord. This time I'd like to invite all the children, and grown-ups are welcome too, to come sit here with me. Hi. Did y'all have a good week at VBS?
Yes.
Was it fun?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good. Did you learn a lot?
Super fun.
Super fun? Awesome. That's great. Well, I wanted to talk with y'all a little bit today about one of the Bible lessons that we read this morning. So I'm going to reread part of it for us. This is one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So these are some of my favorite words from Scripture. They were said by the Apostle Paul, St. Paul. And they're some of my favorite words because they talk about how God loves us. Did y'all talk about that in VBS this week? Yeah, about how God loves you? Cool. Well, this passage reminded me of a book that I really like. It's called The Runaway Bunny. Has anyone ever heard of this book, The Runaway Bunny? It's a good one. It's by Margaret Wise Brown, whom you may know from Goodnight Moon fame. So I want to read us this story today, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it tells us about God, okay? The Runaway Bunny. Once there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. So he said to his mother, I am running away. If you run away, said his mother, I will run after you. For you are my little bunny. If you run after me, said the little bunny, I will become a fish in a trout stream, and I will swim away from you. If you become a fish in a trout stream, said his mother, I will become a fisherman, and I will fish for you. Mm-hmm. If you become a fisherman, said the little bunny, I will become a rock on the mountain high above you. If you become a rock on the mountain high above me, said his mother, I will be a mountain climber, and I will climb to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you become a mountain climber, said the little bunny, I will be a crocus in a hidden garden. Crocus is a type of plant. If you become a crocus in a hidden garden, said his mother, I will be a gardener and I will find you. Did you see him? If you are a gardener and find me, said the little bunny, I will be a bird and fly away from you. If you become a bird and fly away from me, said his mother, I will be a tree that you come home to. Mm-hmm. And he's flying. If you become a tree, said the little bunny, I will become a little sailboat, and I will sail away from you. If you become a sailboat and sail away from me, said his mother, I will become the wind and blow you where I want you to go.
That is a giant bunny.
He made his ears into sails.
Yeah.
If you become the wind and blow me, said the little bunny, I will join a circus and fly away on a flying trapeze. If you go flying on a flying trapeze, said his mother, I will be a tightrope walker, and I will walk across the air to you. Mm-hmm. If you become a tightrope walker and walk across the air, said the bunny, I will become a little boy and run into a house. If you become a little boy and run into a house, said the mother bunny, I will become your mother and catch you in my arms and hug you.
I like that picture.
It's nice, isn't it? Shucks, said the bunny, I might just as well stay where I am and be your little bunny. And so he did. Have a carrot, said the mother bunny. The end.
Oh, so the mother bunny is like God, and as long as you try to run away from God, he'll just come after you.
Genius. That was exactly the point I was going to make. She said, the mother bunny is like God, and as much as you try to run away from God, God continues to come after you. And isn't that so true? Like, we can't get away from God, which is a good thing. Sometimes we might kind of feel like we want to if we're feeling angry or afraid or something like that. But God loves us just like the mother bunny loves her little bunny. And God pursues us no matter what. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Isn't that cool? Good news? You're absolutely right. And I could tell you were paying attention in Vacation Bible School, too. Awesome. All right. Thank you all so much. Y'all can go back to your seats now. Amen.